Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. That would be Seth Payne and me, Sean Pendergast. And right now, it is, it's been 2 weeks since we talked to our guy here, Seth, because we were both out last Friday. He's our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. That's his show, out now on Radio.com/home. Or search Home on the radio.com
and it's
app.
Before Ross comes on, I have to tell you, the fun part is it's on, they video stream their show too, and
yeah.
it's pretty funny. They get in some good it's fun to watch.
It's very, very good, and he joins us right now, Ross Tucker. Ross, how are you today?
I am great. We're actually going to start our show in an hour. People can listen to it on demand, and my co-host Dave Briggs hates Valentine's Day. So I feel very differently. I feel like life is short. You know, it's like the one day a year where you celebrate love. I've got a wife and two daughters. Like, I'm going to make them feel super duper special. Is it a made up holiday? Yeah. Who cares? A lot of life is made up. The whole NFL is made up. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really mean anything. It's a couple guys that wanted to make some money. I mean, so enjoy it. Embrace it. Valentine's Day is what you make of it, dudes. People that don't like Valentine's Day are the same people like don't like their hometown. You know what I mean? Like, just so I just posted that on Twitter, and a guy named Mitch Taylor replied to me, F off.
That guy, see, there's a guy, though, that probably doesn't have a Valentine. He doesn't have an
or was jilted by a previous Valentine.
Why does your co-host hate Valentine's Day because he can't find dates or something, or what?
No, Dave Briggs, he's married, three kids, he's a really good-looking guy, great wife, and I don't know, I guess he just thinks it's like, he also doesn't like New Year's Eve, like he's like, oh, it's amateur, it's just such a made-up holiday. Like, my point is, yeah, no kidding, it's a made-up holiday. Enjoy it. I got them Valentines, they're like so excited. I had them cards. I said, you'll always be my Valentine, no matter how big you get. They, like, love it. I'm taking my wife out for a nice dinner tonight. Like, dude, like, why be that guy?
Ross,
like, if you're going to be the guy that's like, I hate Valentine's Day, why even live?
Ross,
you know what I
mean?
Like, go for it.
Ross, this is all you need to tell your co-host. It's that it was originally based on this Roman festival, which celebrated the coming of spring, including fertility rites and the pairing off of women with men by lottery, which in a lot of ways seems very egalitarian. Oh, like, it's not like the men got to choose the women or vice versa.
That would have been fun back in high school and college,
yeah,
getting paired up by lottery for the prom and
it's
stuff.
Just a big old
Seth,
Roman key party.
Seth, did you major in history?
No, I major in Wikipedia.
Every time I come on the show, you tell me something about, like, hundreds of years ago that I did not know. And I quite enjoy it, actually. But I'm wondering, like, Sean, is this what he does, like, all day
yes.
on the radio?
Yes. Ross, he's selling himself way short by saying he majors in Wikipedia. Seth will bring up analogies of, like Civil War analogies or Revolutionary War or prominent figures in the Ottoman Empire back in the day, just off the cuff, off the top of his head. It's part of his gimmick. He's excellent at
it's
it.
It's my gimmick.
I love it. I think it's awesome. I'm into it.
Yeah. So, Ross, tell me, do you feel this morning that you're pretty much ready to wipe the slate clean and that the Astros are good to go?
You know what? I got to tell you guys, I'm not a big baseball guy, right? Like, I'm a Phillies fan. But if I'm being honest, when the Phillies are good, I get really into it. When they're not, I just don't pay attention that much. You know what I mean? Like, and when I go to a baseball game, I am going because I'm going to have 4 to 7 beers and 2 to 4 hot dogs. Like, that's why I'm going. And there just happens to be dudes out on the field doing stuff. This Astros story, and I'm telling you, this is national, guys. Like, I went on in San Francisco yesterday. All they asked me about were Astros questions. Like, I'm a football expert from Pennsylvania, and I went on in San Francisco, and all they did was ask me about the Astros. Like, this is – I wonder if people there really know how big this really is. This is the most interested I've been in baseball in a long time, maybe with the exception of, like, the Cubs when they were about to win the World Series and that was a big deal or whatever. Like, I am fascinated by this. We are talking about baseball. I actually, like, if I could go to a game this year, I would want to go to one of the Astros, like, first away games. I would want to go when the Astros play, like, at the Yankees or the Dodgers. Like, I just think the whole dynamic of how these guys are going to be treated on the road is unbelievably interesting. Like, I don't know. Like, part of me thinks everywhere they go, there's going to be hundreds of people yelling at them. But I don't really know of people outside of the Yankees and Dodgers who think they lost the World Series because of it. I don't know. Like, will there really be 500 people? Or will be two guys that just love baseball and they're bored and they're just, you know, Bregman, you're a cheater. You know, I mean? Like, I don't know. I'm like, the whole dynamic is going to be a very interesting sociological experiment.
You know, that's why I think, Ross, I used to love getting booed on the road. And it's fun when it's the whole stadium booing you. And I think part of it is, too, because when everybody's booing, it drowns out the one or two guys that are actually good hecklers. Because, you know, there's always that one guy. Tennessee always used to have a guy behind the bench that was pretty damn good at picking out your flaws and telling them to you. When everybody's booing and then you can, like, raise your hands and ask for more and they actually boo louder because you're trolling them, I used to love that. So I'm not that worried about that part of it. I am intrigued to see about some of these pitchers that are talking a big game about how they're going to be uncomfortable at bats for Altuve and whatnot. I don't think the pitchers have the balls to follow through on it. They could have done this over the last 2 years when there are all kinds of rumors about it, and they didn't do it then. So I think that what's going to happen is Altuve's going to go and do the same thing he's been doing. In 2016, he was third in voting for the MVP. You know, he was already on his way to being a Hall of Fame candidate if he had kept the numbers up that he had before Carlos Beltran showed up. I think a lot of fan bases are going to get more and more irate as the Astros continue to be on pace to win up to 100 games.
Well, and that that's one of the really interesting elements of it, right? Is I thought it was interesting how Altuve and Verlander both were very clear to say 2017, right? Like, they both said, you know, regret what happened in 2017. Whereas we had that guy from the Washington Post on our show yesterday. People can go back and listen to it on demand after Seth and Sean's show is over, of course.
Yep.
And you can hear, like, everybody in Major League Baseball seemed to think this was going on since, like, 2015 and certainly 2016. So I thought it was really interesting that there was suspicions and there were reports to Major League Baseball that, hey, the Astros are doing something. And then what I really don't understand, and let me just say this real quick for all the Houston people listening, don't get mad at me. Like, if I have details wrong, I probably have details wrong, right? So number one, I thought it was interesting that they went out of their way to say 2017 when I had just had the Washington Post guy come on and say teams were reporting them or believing that stuff was going on in 2015, 2016. What I also don't understand is they won the World Series by doing it in 2017. Like, have they given an explanation for why they're suggesting that they just quit cold turkey in 2018?
Yeah, I think the commissioner.
Like, I don't understand that.
I think the commissioner.
Like, you won the World Series doing it, and you're like, all right, guys, that was sweet.
Well,
but
okay, there were internal emails from the Astros talking about, in 2017, talking in September about how the scheme had lost its effectiveness because other teams were onto them and they were changing their signs up a whole bunch. And then in 2018 and 2019, Major League Baseball also put monitors, actually had people monitoring the video rooms and in the dugouts during the playoffs. So there was a whole lot more scrutiny. The rules were made more clear. The punishment was clarified. So it was a completely different environment. And because everybody was so paranoid about the Astros at that point, at least according to the Astros' own internal and incriminating emails, the scheme didn't seem to be effective anymore.
Got it. Okay, so let me ask another question then. Like, Correa went out of his way to say there were no buzzers, right?
Yep.
So my question then would be, when the other guys or A.J. Hinch or the other players are asked about the buzzers, why don't they say there were no buzzers? Like, the guys I've heard are like,
that's because those are the ones that people are tweeting. Like, A.J. Hinch issued a clarification after his Verducci interview where he said flat out that I was not aware of any buzzers whatsoever. Carlos Correa said flat out there are no buzzers. Altuve's agent issued a statement that said flat out, I've never used technology. So there have been quite a few flat out denials.
What's the explanation for when he hit the home run and like didn't want them to rip his shirt?
That there are other times where he didn't want them to rip his shirt off either. But of course, people will say, well, it's because he was wearing a buzzer then. So there was a couple instances where they successfully ripped his shirt off, but there are a bunch of other instances where he flat out just didn't like having his shirt ripped off. But because they successfully did it a couple times, somehow that's proof that somehow things
and
changed.
And that shirt was going to be worth something, man. That's the shirt he was wearing hitting the game-winning home run.
He was, like, pointing at something. Like, he's pointing at something, like...
He's going, no, he's doing
what
the finger
he's saying,
wag.
But he's definitely pointing at something when he's telling them to not rip his shirt.
He was holding the shirt with one hand, and he was finger-wagging with another hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like you think he was wearing buzzers, Ross.
I don't know. I think the explanation I heard, which was that his wife didn't like it, that I thought was comical.
This is what's interesting, though, Ross.
On
Valentine's Day,
you as a Valentine's Day enthusiast, you think that his wife not wanting that ripped off was comical?
What if he had... Well, I won't even say. There might be other reasons why he didn't want to have his shirt ripped off or his wife to see. But if... let me ask you this, though, Ross. If all of baseball knew that the Astros are using buzzers, then why were Altuve's own teammates trying to rip his shirt off? Were his own teammates the ones that didn't know about the buzzer, but all of Major League Baseball knew about these nefarious buzzers, except for his actual teammates that were in there and watched him get dressed every day?
Yeah, no, that's a good point, I think. I just think he's definitely pointing at something, and I think the idea that my wife wouldn't want my shirt to be off, like, you just hit the biggest home run in your life, bro, and you're rounding third and you're thinking about your wife. Like, I don't know. I don't know about that one. But that is a good point. Although, like, if he was wearing a buzzer, he wouldn't be like, hey guys, after the game, don't rip my shirt off when I hit the game winning homer. I'm wearing a buzzer again tonight. I don't know. I mean, honestly, does it really matter? Well, you know what I mean? Like, they were cheating either way.
Right.
They've admitted to it. I thought the person that looked the worst yesterday, frankly, was the owner and some of the comments he made. Like, you guys have to admit, okay, it's insulting to say that he doesn't think that the cheating helped at all. Like, that, like, everybody's like, what?
Yeah, he kind of, like, you know what, I'm not going to cut him a break because he got up there and he was going to answer the questions. There were a couple times in that press conference where I could tell what he was trying to say and he didn't do a good job saying it. And I'm pretty sure what he was trying to say, because he said it elsewhere in the press conference, was that he couldn't say with certainty whether it did or did not help. And I think he meant in the playoffs. So that's
probably what he should have said.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're up there apologizing for cheating, and then you say, I don't think it helped, we won, I'll leave it at that. It's like, well, wait a minute. If you don't think it helped, like, why were you doing it? And what are you apologizing for? So I'll say this, probably not the easiest spot for him, but I think some of the questions he was asked, he should have known. Like, I'm just amazed that months ahead of time, you know you're going to have this press conference, you know you're going to get asked these questions. I'm a little surprised that he wasn't a little bit more buttoned up. And, like, when he said, you know, and this is what happens, you guys know this, but when he said he doesn't think he should be held accountable, you know, that's that one line gets tweeted and retweeted a million times, and it becomes an echo chamber on social media. But it's just not a good look, because not everybody sits there like you guys do in Houston and watches the whole press conference, right? You just get sound bites, or you just get snippets on social media. Like, I don't think I should be held accountable should never come out of your mouth.
Yeah, it's a horrible sound.
It's almost like when Brady had the Deflategate thing, Bill Belichick went out of his way to say footballs every time because he didn't want people to have sound bites and clips of being like, I don't think my balls were inflated, or I don't think the ball, you know what I mean? Like, he literally thought that far ahead. Like, the one time Belichick was going to say balls, he's like, footballs, footballs, because he knew. Like, he thought of that. Like, he thought he doesn't want these, for the next 40 years, people to have these quotes about, you know, and make fun of something Belichick says about balls. And so if you're the owner of the Astros, I think he probably could have been a little bit more buttoned up there. But, you know, just because you're a rich guy that owns a team doesn't mean you're, like, the best person there when you're behind the firing line and you have all these media people asking you questions to always say the perfect thing. I know a lot of rich people that don't even like talking to other people.
Yeah, no, talking to people. We said yesterday, Seth and I both, Ross, that we use our phones for everything but talking to people on the phone. Talking to people is it's a dicey thing these days, man. We'll let Ross go here, the Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, which we talk no NFL with Ross Tucker today, but he is also your apology insider as well. Insider calls brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Catch Ross every weekday on Home and Home. That's his show on Radio.com/home or search Home on the Radio.com app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.